Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Brianna and Morgan, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna and Morgan, how are you today, girls?
Good.
Good. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you afraid is going to happen here? Let's face our fears straight on so we can get rid of them.
I think we're afraid we're going to get some answers wrong.
Oh, is that all?
That's no big deal.
What if that means we're not best friends?
I really don't think that the test we're about to give you is any indicator whatsoever. It's more of an indicator. How much random stuff do you know about each other? Quirky random stuff. So how long have you been friends?
22 years.
Yeah, 22.
Wow.
22 years.
A long time. Is that pretty much your whole life?
The beginning, huh?
Yeah. So our moms were pregnant at the same time.
And they were friends?
Yeah. They knew each other.
Yeah.
But you ended up like in this team.
Yeah, we just grown up together.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And what do you like to do together?
We talked about this on the way here. We're like, what's our favorite thing to do together? And we were like, get ready to go out.
Getting ready to go out is more fun than going out.
Yeah,
and why is that? What are you doing?
Like sharing everything.
Like borrowing each other's clothes.
Yeah,
and everything. Stuff. So yeah. I noticed. Are you married?
Yes.
Is that a
Morgan's
recent thing?
Married.
Last August. Yeah.
Last August.
Congratulations.
Very
kids?
Nice.
No kids.
All right.
No kids. Have you been with him a long time?
Yeah. So we've been together like 5 years. Total.
Okay, so you were a kid when you started dating.
Yeah.
What about you, Brianna? Married? Kids?
No. I'm single. Yeah. No kids, no hubby.
All right.
And looking, though?
Yes.
Yes, all
shopping
right.
Around.
All right. Well, who's answering questions about who?
I think she's going to answer questions.
I'm going to answer questions. Yeah.
Are you? All righty, then.
Yeah. All right, so Brianna will be answering the questions. That means we send Morgan into the specially constructed, oxygenated Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
Bye, Morgan.
And now that Morgan is safely out of earshot, Jen,
Okay. Whenever
you're ready, Brianna's in the hot seat.
All right. If she hadn't married her husband, which of her exes would you choose for her?
Well, she really only had one relationship before that.
But you've known her your whole life. Was there somebody, a third grade boyfriend that treated her real good?
I always liked her friend Justin.
Okay.
I would pick Justin.
All right.
That's really funny, though, when she comes to answer that. We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. What sport is she really good at?
Swimming. For sure.
Does she have resting bitch face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
All right. What's something she's done that shocked you?
I guess, she went away to school. She went to EKU. I don't know if that was shocking, but I didn't really expect her to move away. So
okay.
Maybe that.
You weren't expecting her when she went to college to go so far away.
To go far away.
She wouldn't be around every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe that.
All right, let's do Marry, Do, or Die.
You ever play Marry, Do, or Die?
No.
I'm going to give you three different names.
Okay.
Okay, and you have to pick one to marry, and this would be her choices.
Okay.
One to marry, one to do, and one to die.
Okay.
So you're trying to predict what her answers will be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I can do that.
Marry, do, or die. Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God. Politicians. She would marry Bernie. Oh, God. That leaves two really weird options.
To sleep with.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Marry Bernie. Do Bill, I guess. Ugh. I don't know. That was the hardest options.
You're guessing.
I'm completely guessing.
Okay. You're completely guessing. But we're about to find out. Now that Brianna has answered all five questions, we're going to bring Morgan back into the studio to see how she does. Come on in, Morgan.
Morgan, that was really hard.
Here we go. It was hard. It was really hard.
Oh, no.
Let's see how you do. Welcome back, Morgan.
Thank you.
All right, let's see for $10.
These
here
are
we go.
Be tough questions.
Okay.
If you hadn't married your husband, which of your exes would she choose for you?
I mean, the only one there is, Jacob.
Think about it. It can be anybody, even if you had
crush
in the third grade or something.
Who do you think she would choose for you if you didn't marry your husband?
Like celebrities or?
No, like somebody that you could consider an ex or.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just say Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Mm.
She guessed. Do you remember Justin?
Justin.
I knew you were probably never going to say that, but I was like, not Jacob. No way.
I mean, no, not Jacob, but
not Justin.
Not Justin,
Justin's
but I like
gay.
Him. Justin is gay.
That could have posed a problem. All right. What sport are you really good at?
Swimming.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. There's your first 10 bucks. Next yep. question is worth 20.
Do you have resting bitch face?
Oh, yeah, I think so sometimes.
Yeah. Say, there's yeah. another 20 yes. bucks. Next question's worth 30.
What's something you've done that shocked her?
Oh. Maybe that I moved to Kentucky with Brad.
Yay.
Is that it?
I said yeah, going to EKU. EKU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why do you bring up Brad?
Who's Brad?
That's my husband. But we moved to Kentucky. And
what was
kind
the purpose
of,
for that?
Because I go to school there.
Ah, I gotcha.
So, yeah, for EKU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
So there's another 30 bucks. You guys are up to 60 now. If you get this last question right, that'll be an additional $40, and you walk out of here with 100 bucks for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So fingers crossed.
A marry, do, or die. Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, Bill Clinton.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to marry Bernie. And I guess I guess I'll do Clinton.
There you go.
There you go. There's another 40 bucks. Got 100 bucks,
yay.
Guys. There
oh,
you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
Congratulations.
That's great.
And now you're going to have to wipe those images out of your head.
Yeah, for sure.
I did not expect you guys to say those people.
So did you pick Bernie to marry because you knew he'd be the first one out the door?
Like, oh,
no, he's. No. I feel like he's sweet.
Okay. I just wondered like the thought process behind it.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Have a great rest of your day. And for coming on the Best Friend Game.
All right, if you want to come in with your best friend, see how much money you can win, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
It's time for some of the news that didn't make the news this morning. Ladies, why you need to show more cleavage at work. Good news for neurotic people, and how to eat as much as possible for $5 at 7 fast food places. It is Wednesday, July 26th of 2017. We're Jeff and Jenna here. It is your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, we are wrapping up July, which means your kids are probably, what, a month or so away from going back to school?
Or less. August 14th.
Jacob goes back the 14th?
Hmm?
Wow.
In fact, I just toured his new school yesterday. It is awesome.
Where's he going?
Brand new building. Same school, but they're in a brand new building. It's really nice.
According to a new survey, the majority of parents say they are counting down the days until their kids go back to school. They know the exact day, just like Jen did. And they feel relieved once the school year starts again.
He's reminding me. He's counting it down. I think he's had enough of me. He's ready to
He's excited about it. He's ready to get back into the routine.
Yeah, he loves it.
I was talking to a mom one day last week, and she has 10-year-olds, and she was like, I cannot wait for them to go back to school. I am so ready.
They require so much entertainment.
Yes.
And if you don't have them occupied, they tend to get into things and cause trouble.
Well, and the routine for you is completely thrown off, too, as a parent.
It's almost impossible to get anything done.
Yeah.
Too much idle time. A website called Bell Chic is selling a $13 tote bag that says, my favorite color is glitter. But someone on Twitter just noticed that the cursive font they use to write glitter actually makes it look like Hitler.
Oops. My favorite color is Hitler?
Yeah, it doesn't say Hitler, but it kind of looks like it just because of the swoopy cursive font that's used. It can easily be mistaken as Hitler. Bell Chic quickly altered the bag, so now the version on their site very clearly says glitter, but the screenshots of what it looked like are going to live on forever,
right.
You know? All right. According to a new study out of the University of Wisconsin, let's talk about your cleavage, ladies. New study out of University of Wisconsin says that women who show some cleavage at work are viewed as being better bosses and more powerful. What do you think of that?
I can see it if she has, you know, very nice chest region and has just the right amount of cleavage. Because cleavage does kind of say, I'm confident. I feel sexy. I feel powerful. I feel good about myself, comfortable in my own skin. I think there is a lot of power, but then, you know, you can take it a little too far. I think there's a very small range of suitable, powerful cleavage.
Well, you can't have, it has to be pretty cleavage too. Like, you can't have like the four boob cleavage where it's like,
right.
like cleavage on the top and then like your shirt and then huge boobs on the bottom.
Your bra has to fit right.
Yeah.
You may find it interesting to know that the cleavage effect is especially strong more with other women than men.
I look at it. Don't you think that you look at other women's cleavage?
Oh, I notice. Absolutely.
You check it out
sure.
as a woman.
And women said it was the women who overwhelmingly said that women showing cleavage seemed more powerful to them. The researchers say they were surprised by those results. Like everything else when it comes to women, sexuality, and work, it's a freaking minefield out there to navigate. But the researchers say dressing too provocatively, as Fritch pointed out, can have negative consequences. But our findings suggest that the right combination of clothing can also project power.
I can see that.
Can't even fathom what would lead to someone doing something this blatantly dumb, but two 21-year-old guys named Noah Yankowski and Zachary Pillarella from Cromwell, Connecticut, they were trying to score some cocaine at 2:15 in the morning on Sunday, and apparently they thought the best place to do that was right outside of a police station. So when they asked a dude if he had any coke, of course it turned out that he was an off-duty cop.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even their dumbest move. No. The dumbest move happened when the cop told him he could sell them some for $60, and if they needed cash, there was an ATM across the street in the front lobby of the police station. So what do Noah and Zachary do? They walk right into the police station, took out the money, and were promptly arrested for attempted possession and conspiracy to possess narcotics. Isn't that great?
That is great.
I love that the police station has an ATM machine. That's handy.
They use it, I'm sure, frequently.
That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
29-year-old woman named Natasha Bostic from Largo, Florida, got liposuction back in October, and her doctor took before and after photos of her, which is pretty standard for plastic surgery. They are also the key piece of evidence that sunk her, though, because Natasha paid for the lipo with a stolen credit card. And as the cops were investigating, they went to the doctor. He gave them the before and after photos, which show Natasha's tattoos, like a heart and roses on her chest. Very identifying.
Yep.
She'd been arrested back in 2007, and her tattoos were cataloged. So the cops were able to match the lipo photos to those. And she was just arrested for felony credit card fraud.
That's funny. It is fascinating what people choose to use that stolen available credit for.
By the way, if you are curious, she weighed in at 182 pounds when she was arrested.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much she weighed before the lipo, but we do know that when she was busted 10 years ago, she weighed 130, so it has been quite a journey. I was kind of hoping for like a before and after, like what, you know, what it was before lipo.
Did she choose a really good doctor?
Afterward,
yeah.
But yes. All right, from body to the mind, do you slather your hands with Purell before you eat? Do you thoroughly wash your fruits and vegetables? Do you actually go to the dentist every 6 months like you're supposed to?
Duh.
But no one else does. Well, congratulations, you're going to outlive us all. A new study found that people who are neurotic actually have a lower risk of dying than people who are calmer and more relaxed.
Because we notice every little thing and we do our best to take care of it, fix it. Like, I'm a little neurotic today. Merle's got diarrhea. You bet I'm going to be all over that when I get home.
Why? What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't know if he's eaten too many things that he was chewing on. You know, maybe too many. I don't.
You're
gonna
slather on the Purell?
I don't know.
You should be working in those conditions.
In those conditions, I'm, you know, much more. I make sure I get it all off of me, but I'll be on it.
And do you thoroughly wash your fruits and vegetables, Jen?
I do. I have the spray. Well, first of all, I always buy organic, and then I spray it as well.
Use a vinegar base to clean it?
Well, I don't know. There's a spray. I forget what it's called, but it's
like veggie wash or something like
fruit
that.
Fruit and veggie wash.
Because I have that too.
And what is that made of?
It's all organic, all natural products.
Well, that doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah, but it's weird when you do use the veggie wash, you can see the stuff come off of. Because you have to like do one of those things, like say you put the blueberries in the soak. You have to like let them soak for, I think, a minute. Or if you spray them, you spray them and then leave it on there. And then you have to eat the fruit within a day or two.
And do you actually go to the dentist every 6 months like you're supposed to?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the researchers say that these neurotic people who were very diligent end up living longer than people who are calmer and more relaxed. And they say it's because those neurotic tendencies have positive benefits when it comes to making healthier choices or going to the doctor earlier if it feels like something isn't right.
If I went to the doctor every time something didn't feel right, though, I'd be going every other day.
I was
day.
Thinking the same thing. I didn't want to say that out loud.
I treat my body kind of like my car. When I smell something burning or something obviously is not correct,
or
I just go,
annoying.
You know what? It's probably the car in front of me.
Or if a light
and then it
kind
of goes away. That's, yeah.
There you go. Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.